news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Suez Canal is open again. The massive cargo carrier blocking the waterway has finally been freed. 367 vessels carrying everything from crude oil to cattle were waiting to pass through from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean or vice versa, costing billions of dollars a day. But on Monday morning, the Ever Given, one of the world's largest container ships, roughly the size of the Empire State Building, which was beached last Tuesday after an unexpected wind and dust storm blew through the area, was freed. Engineers had been working to clear the ship, digging the protruding bow out from under the bank and vacuuming up sand from the bottom of the canal. They had been hopeful that high spring tides accompanying Sunday's full moon would aid the effort. And finally, early Monday morning, U.S. time, helped by the high tide, a flotilla of tugboats managed to nudge the ship from the bank where it had been lodged for almost a week. It'll take days to weeks to clear the backlog and get traffic flowing as usual. Opening statements are underway in Minneapolis in the murder trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin for the death of George Floyd, an unarmed black man who died in custody last May. A bystander video showed the former police officer pressing his knee into Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes during an arrest attempt. The case sparked widespread protests against police brutality and fueled the Black Lives Matter movement. In a first for Minnesota, the trial is being broadcast live in its entirety, giving the public a rare peek into one of the most important cases of the Black Lives Matter era. The trial is streaming in its entirety in many places, but you can get it at cspan.org. About 140 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in the United States, but many states are still seeing worrying increases in new cases. More than two dozen states are reporting at least a 10% case increase compared to the previous week. It's likely due to lax safety measures and surges of spring break crowds. In a CNN documentary that aired Sunday night, Dr. Deborah Birx, remember her, said that after the first surge here in the U.S., the following waves of death could have been mitigated or decreased substantially?
Well, I look at it this way. The first time we have an excuse, there were about 100,000 deaths that came from that original surge. All of the rest of them, in my mind, could have been mitigated or decreased substantially if we took the lessons we had learned from that moment. That's what bothers me every day.
Well, her admissions and the observations of other prominent coronavirus authorities cast a new harsh light on the Trump administration's response, or lack thereof. Meanwhile, things are getting worse overseas. Hospitals in Paris are overtaxed as they battle a new surge. The Philippines has ordered more than 25 million people into lockdown over the Easter holiday. And in Mexico, experts fear the virus death toll could be 60% higher than reported. And in addition to the CNN special program Sunday night, 60 Minutes also devoted a segment to a just-released joint study between the WHO and China. The study concluded that it is, quote, extremely unlikely that the coronavirus pandemic started with a leak from a Chinese lab. Investigators determined that transmission of the virus from bats to humans through another animal was the most likely origin of COVID-19. The report said further research was necessary to explore several theories, but not the possibility of a lab leak in Wuhan, China. Most of the conclusions were in line with what public health experts expected, but critics have cited delays in the release of the report and the more important fact that parts of the investigation were conducted by China itself, who then passed their results along to the WHO as evidence that China was trying to influence the results. You think? Moving right along, the American Rescue Act, check. Stimulus checks, check. Vaccination rollout, check. Now President Biden plans to present his next big spending push in two pieces. He'll begin with the unveiling of a massive infrastructure proposal. The plan includes spending on bridges and roads that could have bipartisan appeal, as well as green energy programs that are part of Biden's efforts to fight climate change. In April, the president will present the second part of his plan, which will center around child care and health care programs. Democrats argue that Biden's spending plans will boost growth and household incomes while making the economy more productive. Republicans say the spending would be wasteful and require big tax increases, so they have started trying to narrow the package's ambitions to just roads, bridges, and ports. Of course they are. And on Monday, the Congressional Progressive Caucus is set to unveil the Thrive Act, which would provide $10 trillion in infrastructure spending over the next decade. So let's see. They're working on trying to kill your right to choose what you do with your body, to keep you from voting. And now 28 states are considering new bills to restrict the rights of transgender youth. Passage of such legislation in Tennessee, Mississippi, and Arkansas this month alone has LGBTQ advocates on edge. Last week, Tennessee and Arkansas passed laws restricting transgender participation in school sports, and Mississippi passed a similar law earlier in the month. The issue of school sports is one of the common restrictions LGBTQ rights groups are seeing in the more than 60 pieces of anti-LGBTQ legislation on the table across the nation. The other most common type of legislation restricts young trans people's access to gender-affirming health care. Well, at least four people were killed and another 130 rescued in flooding caused by near-record rainfall in Nashville, Tennessee. The city declared a state of emergency, and rescue crews continued to look for stranded people after the area got 7 inches of rain. The downpour stopped by the middle of the day Sunday, but the National Weather Service in Nashville warned people still to avoid flooded roadways and refrain from swimming or walking through floodwaters. They say not only could you be unexpectedly swept away, but that water could contain chemicals and sewage. Yeah. Well, New York State lawmakers reached an agreement over the weekend to legalize recreational marijuana sales in the state. Proponents have said the move could create thousands of jobs and begin to address the racial injustice of a decades-long drug war. And finally, miss going to museums? Well, then check this out. The Louvre just put its entire art collection online. Just something cool to do while you're stuck inside, so the spring breakers can keep partying it up in Miami Beach. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.